வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of August, 1973, in London, England.
ஜாத்ரஜாதம் சஹகனா ரகுநாதான்விதம் த்வம் சதீவம்.
Thank you.
सत्तर सदस्यमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। रामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बंदन की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिओं की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। स्वामी तो भक्तविंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असमल ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असमल ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असमल। थैंक यू वेरी मच।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 श्री भगवानुवाच कुतस्त्वा कष्मलमिदं विषमे समुपस्थितं अनायजुष्टमस्वाग्यं अकीर्तिकरमार्जुन। Translation: The Supreme Person, Bhagavan, said, "My dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the progressive values of life. They do not lead to higher planets, but to infamy."
So, in this verse, Vyasadeva is writing, of course, the speaking is through Sanjaya. And the original writer is Vyasadeva. For in others, slokas, he writes Arjuna Uvaj, Sanjaya Uvaj, like that. Similarly, he could write here Krishna Uvaj. He could write, no, he is writing Bhagavan Uvaj. So, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By this writing, it is established. See, Bhagavan Uvaj. He cannot be equal with Arjuna or Sanjaya or anybody else. Asamartha. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is supreme. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is higher than him. Everyone is lower. That is the meaning of Bhagavan. Nobody can claim, I am Bhagavan. But nowadays there are so many rascals, they are claiming that everyone is Bhagavan. The Vyasadeva is mistaken. Actually, these Mayavadi philosophers, they are so great rascals, they sometimes say like that, that Vyasadeva is also mistaken. They have got the audacity to say, Vyasadeva, he is accepted as incarnation of Narayan, who has given us the Vedic literature, so many books he has given, the Vedas, the Puranas, Mahabharata, Srimadva Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra, everything is given by Vyasadeva in writing, and he has accepted Narayana, incarnation of Narayan, Mahamuni Krite. He is also Vyasamuni, but he is also said Mahamunikriti. So there cannot be any mistake in the words of Vyasadeva. This is the difficulty. If one does not come through the channel of disciple succession, so they are in so many ways mistaken. Vyasadeva is above all this. He is not an ordinary writer for material description, for material name and fame. He cannot be mistaken. As Bhagavan, Krishna cannot be mistaken. Similarly, Vyasadeva, incarnation of Bhagavan, he also cannot be mistaken. Neither devotee of Krishna can be mistaken. Devotee of Krishna, he does not say anything as his own opinion. He never says. What Krishna says. He may be not perfect, but what Krishna has said, that is perfect. Therefore, a pure devotee who does not say anything beyond which was spoken by Krishna, therefore his statement is also without mistake. Common man within this material world, he commits mistake to err is human. Even big personality, they commit mistake. But Narayana Para, he is transcendental. Krishna is transcendental. There cannot be any mistake. There cannot be any illusion. Those who are within this material world, they have got four defects. They commit mistake, they are illusion, and their senses are imperfect. Brahm, Pramad, Vipulish, and they are cheaters. Because, just like modern-day scientists and philosophers, they propagate so many branches of knowledge. But when, on the crucial point, they are caught, they say, I do not know perfect. I do not know perfect. We are trying to know in future, we shall tell you the perfect. But if you are not in perfect knowledge, why should you take the post of a teacher? If your knowledge is imperfect, then whatever you speak, that is imperfect. Therefore, with imperfect knowledge, why you should become a teacher? That is cheating. That is cheating. Therefore, purposefully, Vyasadeva is writing, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, where there is no cheating, no imperfection, no illusion, no mistake. Four things. No mistake, no illusion, no cheating, and no imperfection. This is Bhagavan. Why you are taking Bhagavad Gita so seriously? There are so many other books we can read. So many theories, so many philosophers, big philosophers. But we cannot take them because they are defective. The author he is sure to commit mistake, he is illusioned, because his senses are not perfect, therefore imperfection. So with all these defects, we cannot accept anyone's knowledge. This is Vedic process. This is called parampara system, disciplic succession. We receive knowledge perfectly from the Supreme Bhagavan. And if I receive the knowledge from Bhagavan, and if I distribute the same knowledge as Bhagavan has said, without any interpretation of my cheating policy, then the knowledge which I distribute, that is also perfect. I may not be perfect, but the knowledge from Krishna, if I present it as it is, without any interpretation, then what I give you, that is perfect. It is very easy to understand. I have given several times. Just like a peon has brought a money order for you, $1,000. So he is giving it. So you cannot say, here is a peon, he is a poor man, how he can give me $1,000? He is not giving. The money is sent by somebody else, he is simply handing you over. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Agnaya Guru Haiya, Taro Sarvati, Taro Aibhish. He is asking everyone to become a spiritual master. So how everyone can become spiritual master? A spiritual master has sufficient knowledge, so many other qualifications. No. Even without any qualification, one can become spiritual. How? The process is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amara Gan, on my order. That is a crucial point. One does not become spiritual master by his own whims. Well, that is not spiritual master. He must be ordered by superior authority. Then he is spiritual. Amara Gan. Just like in our case, our superior authority, our spiritual master, he ordered me that you just try to preach this gospel, whatever you have learned from me, in English. So we have tried it, that's all. It is not that I am very much qualified. The only qualification is that I have tried to execute the order of superior authority. That's all. This is the secret of success. Vyavasātmika buddhi rekeha kurunandana bahu-sākha jhanantāsya buddhi abhyavasāyinām bahu-sākha anantāsya vyavasātmika buddhi, nischyātmika buddhi. If one has got unflinching faith in Krishna and Guru, Guru Krishna Kripa, we have to receive mercy both from the spiritual master and Krishna. We cannot jump over to Krishna. That is another nonsense. We must approach Krishna through Guru. That is Parampara Krishna. Krishna is not so cheap thing that you can jump over. Somebody says, no, why shall I accept Guru? I can approach Krishna directly. No, Krishna does not accept us. Mad-bhaktya puja-bhudhika. Krishna says, the first of all you become devotee of my devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, gopi-bhaktu-padakamalayo dasu-dasu-dasanu-dasu. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. This is called parampara Krishna. You have to learn how to become servant of the servant of Krishna. The more you become in the lower position, servant, 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 100 times servant, servant, then more you are advanced. Here in this material world, everyone is trying to be master of the master. Just opposite. And the spiritual, the endeavor is to become servant, servant. This is the secret. Jasya devi parabhakti jatha devi tatha guru. Tasaite kutita jhartya prakashanti mahatmana. This is Vedic instinct. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in connection with the verse, vyavasātmika buddhi rekeha kurunandana. Nischyātmika buddhi. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that the instruction which I have received from my spiritual master, that is my life and soul. This is called nishchayatma godeja, means assurance. Whatever I have received, the order from my spiritual master, that will give me salvation. Or even no salvation, it doesn't matter. A real devotee, a servant, does not expect anything, but karjam, it is my duty. It is my duty. If one takes in such spirit, anāsrita karma phalam kārjam karma karoti ja. Kārjam, kārjam means it is my duty. It must be done. That's my duty. Without any result, anāsrita karma phalam. Karma phalam, every action, there is a result. Bad or good, it doesn't matter. There must be some result. So, anāsrita karma phalam, don't take shelter of the result of your work. Generally we work, if the result is very good, then we like to work. If the result is not very good, then we don't like to work. Anāsrita karma phalam, kārjam karma karoti. Do not take shelter of your result of your activity. You must take it as duty. He sannyasi. Anasitam karma phalam kajyam karma karoti ya. Sa sannyasi. He is actually sannyasi. Sannyasi does not become simply by changing dress. No. Sannyasi means he is to work for Krishna without taking shelter of the result. It doesn't matter. Krishna has ordered and Krishna's representative has ordered. Therefore I have to do it. Kārjyam karma karo. Sa sannyasi. So here, Bhagavān uvāca. Vyāsadeva does not say that Krishna uvāca. If you would have said Krishna, then people would have misunderstood. He is directly speaking Bhagavān uvāca, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who is impersonalist, how he can understand Bhagavad Gita? And Bhagavān means person. Bhagavān is not impersonal. The Absolute Truth is manifested in three features. Brahma, Paramātmā, Bhagavān. Brahma is the beginning, impersonal. Sarvam idam khalu Brahma. Because just like fire is burning somewhere, but its heat and light is impersonal. Suppose here is big fire, just like we got fireplace, that is in one corner, where the whole room you are feeling heat. That heat is impersonal. But the fireplace, where there is blazing fire, that is personal. So impersonal conception is the offshoot of the person. That will be explained in the 13th chapter. Maya tatamidam sarvam, Krishna said, that everyone, everywhere I am spread. I exist everywhere. How does he exist? By his energy. That energy is impersonal. But the Supreme Person, he is not impersonal. He is personal. Therefore he said, see, Bhagavān uvāca. Bhagavān means who is full with six kinds of opulence. Aishwarya, the richest, the most famous, the most learned, the most beautiful, the most strong, and the most renounced. He is Bhagavān.